I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. If you're a bass fishing enthusiast, then your time of year is right around the corner. We'll talk a little more about fishing the spring spawn in just a moment.
Someone once compared sporting clays to playing golf with a shotgun. When was the last time golf was this exciting? Every station offers a different challenge, but they all have one thing in common. The action is fast, and you have to earn every broken target. Not what you expected? Then give shooting a try.
To learn how to get started, visit wheretoshoot.org.
The month of May is, without question, the best time of the year to fish for bass in West Virginia. The big females are moving up onto the nest as the water temperatures are rising, and they are readily biting most anything in the shallow water. It represents a superb opportunity to catch a trophy-sized fish in West Virginia. Kevin Yoakum is a fish biologist for the West Virginia DNR.
Fishing season's upon us now, and I see a lot of guys out there. Still just a little bit early for a hot bite, but reports that we're getting, the guys are catching some quality fish, even though they're not catching the numbers.
But those numbers will soon come.
I've seen fish spawn in late April and become very active, been on some great pre-spawn bites during the month of April, but May is it. That's really the key month. If you're wanting to catch both numbers and size, it's really tough to beat May and early June.
And Yoakum tells us the water temperature makes all the difference in the world.
I look for anything above 55 degrees. You get up into that 60 to 65, you start seeing some spawning activity. So anytime you get over 55 degrees, particularly in an afternoon warmer type of period, it's possible to get on a good bite this time of year. And once you get on some fish, again, you can get on several quality fish in a short time period.
And generally the pre-spawn and during the spawn itself is when those fish are most active. Yoakum tells us the more shallow lakes are going to be the first ones to really turn on.
Pretty much just about all of our impoundments now. More southern impoundments, obviously, are a little bit warmer than those up north. Stonewall's starting to come on now, and certainly Burnsville. There's been a couple big fish show up in Burnsville the last week or so.
Highland reservoirs, or those that trap the water that comes out of the high mountains, are the last to see those fish move on to the bed.
Those are probably the last in terms of the bass spawn, and it's all temperature related, and again, it's what you alluded to. Water coming out of the mountains a little bit colder, a few degrees, takes it longer to heat up, so to speak.
Now, what about the best baits for right now in West Virginia?
It's tough to beat a spinnerbait this time of year. It covers a lot of water, big commotion in the water. Even if the water's a little bit muddy, milky, the vibration of that and the flash is a great pre-spawn bait to use.
And those water temperatures are inching up every day, and barring a super cold snap, best fishing days are in the next 4 to 6 weeks right here in West Virginia. Get yourself out there on one of the state's warm water impoundments for loads of big bass. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.